I think they're going to start banging again. They're looking through the window to see if they can. And they haven't even seen any porn.
Where's the hole? Move your legs.
I've got to take the other bit out.
And I'm going to listen to this, because if I find things like that have gone in the programme, you're in trouble.
So here we are again. Welcome to the programme. What an interesting week the whale has had. Monday, depends when you're listening to this, of course. It could mean absolutely nothing, but I'm recording this on the 11th, I think. Is it the 11th of October, 2018, believe it or not? Do you know, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to put the date at the beginning of every podcast so people know. I'm feeling a bit tired, and you could probably see that if you look in the video on Instagram at James Whale Radio to promote the podcast, which we think we should do every day, shouldn't we, really? So I'm a bit tired because I'm having a bit of building done here, and it means they come at 7:30 in the morning. I don't get to bed until after midnight. So anyway, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, Monday. So I got a call to go to Good Morning Britain to debate with a professor there of Black Studies, who says that Winston Churchill was not a hero and this country is racist. And I didn't agree. And I think we put some interesting points across. But Piers Morgan did get stuck in. I did actually say, why have you invited me? Piers is just going to say. But it was fun, and I hadn't seen Piers for about 25 years. He's put on a few pounds, to be quite honest with you. Bit jowly as well, a young man, for a man of his age. Is he 50? Something like that, not quite 50.
I have no idea.
A bit jowly under the chin. Probably too many business lunches, I would imagine, and not enough exercise. Anyway, that was quite enjoyable. I enjoyed that, and came home, and then on the radio, of course, we've been debating the same things. I'm glad to say that Brexit has hardly had a look in this week at all. But we have been talking about climate change. I'm getting sick and flipping tired of the people who insist on trying to ram their climate change views down your throat. Spoken about it before. Look, we human beings are affecting the climate of this world. Cows are affecting the climate of this world. The ocean is affecting the climate of this world. And yeah, we should stop messing up the planet. I quite agree. But the biggest polluter... Oh, dear. Will you shut up? Thank you. So anyway, the climate of this planet is changing, does change. And of course, we are affecting it. But for the scientists to have their little meetings, then say, well, it has to be, you have to do this, you have to do that, otherwise, goodness only knows what's going to happen. Fine, you've done it. But I can assure you that it's not going to change much. There are emerging economies who are going through their industrial revolutions, and they're not going to want to stop. And I know the lovies and the greenies are all kind of, you know, we've all got to stop eating meat, and I wish I could stop eating meat. The idea of killing an animal just so you can eat some meat is a bit disgusting when you think about it. No, it is. I mean, if you go to an abattoir, and I've been there, it is pretty horrible. I don't actually like killing things at all. Will you stop it now? It's a cat. Honestly. It's an interesting thing. If you look at the animal kingdom, of course, there's a lot of racism there. Dogs are very racist against cats. Cats are pretty racist against everybody, aren't they? They don't like anyone that's not a cat, when you think about it.
My dog's racist.
Why?
He hates red people, especially postmen.
Oh, right. Okay. This climate change thing is going to carry on, but, you know, if we're to take it seriously, we have to consider, even if we stop what we're doing, will that actually stop the planet from warming up, if in fact it is, because there are a group of scientists who say it's not. And if we do stop the way we've been going, will that actually affect the planet in our favour? These are questions nobody wants to debate. I have asked people to come on my radio show on Talk Radio. Did I mention that, Talk Radio?
Not this week.
No, probably not. So I've still got the cold. I don't think I had a cold last week, did I?
Oh, yeah, you did. Definitely did.
Did I? Oh. It's getting better. Anyway, so the whole climate thing, yeah. Whilst we sort of go on and on about it, it's become, in my view, it's all my view. It's really, it's there for people can make huge amounts of money out of it, and they are. I mean, we were all told to get diesel cars, you remember, and they were more economic and they didn't use so much fuel. And then suddenly they're polluting everything. And so it's given them an excuse to put the price up. It's just, I mean, I'm getting sick of it. If it really is the end of the world, then let's just, you know, stop everything. Pay people for the cars that they were encouraged to buy. Stop manufacturers making them. Maybe suggest for future generations that having any more than two children is antisocial. Bring in a tax for those people who have more than two children. You know, stop super tankers crossing the oceans of the planet because they pump out an enormous amount of stuff that apparently is not doing the atmosphere any good. But nobody ever talks about them, do they? Who's invented a catalytic converter for a super tanker? Stop us eating so much meat because the cows and their methane across this planet is causing untold damage, according to the scientists. So if we are really worried about it, and you see, even if we are really worried about it, a couple of super volcanoes go off, and that will just wipe out all the good that mankind may or may not have done. And I say may or may not have done because we don't know, do we? We don't actually know. The planet's weather will change. The climate will change on this planet, and we won't be able to stop it. The next ice age will come, and we won't be able to stop it. And scientists might say, well, we're hastening it. You can't put it off forever, can you? And we might actually be slowing it down. So anyway, there we are. Let's talk about racism. And let's talk about, actually, the really good story I covered the other day. And that is, you know, this religious couple, they wouldn't bake a cake for a gay couple. Well, actually, that's not true. What they wouldn't do is put a slogan that they didn't agree with because of their principles on the cake. And it was taken to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court found in their favor. Because let's face it, there are so many more important things to do in this world than go and get a cake made just to get yourself publicity. Look, nobody really gives a shit what your sexuality is. I don't care. I really don't care. But if I was a baker and you came to me and said, I've got a friend, we're a bit funny, I'd like you to write, he's a f***ing cunt, on the cake. I would not put that on. Okay? I would not put that on. And had they said, listen, we don't sell cakes to gay people because we don't think gay people should eat cakes, then you may have had, you know, you may well be prosecuted for saying that. But they didn't say that. They were happy to bake the cake. So I've changed my whole view. And I think, fine. But nobody can force me to actually, if I had a bakery, to print something about God as if it was, or Jesus Christ is the savior. I'd say, no, I'm not putting that on there. How do you know? I have the right not to be in a situation where I have to be forced to say something that I don't believe.
Yeah.
And that's good. That is very good. So we've made a little bit of headway. And listen, I know there are lots of activists about rights for this and rights for that, but if you want to make a point, don't be as facile as finding someone you know is going to object and going there just for publicity, because you make yourself look a prize pillock, all right? A lot of my gay friends were embarrassed about the whole way it was done. So now, if you want a cake that says, I support gay marriage, fine, but don't go and ask a baker's who obviously have very strong religious convictions. And by the way, I don't support religion of any sort. I find it all boring, dull, banal, and a waste of fucking space. Religion, as far as I'm concerned, is the great evil of the planet because religious people gang up on each other. They always do. They always have. Wars have always, major conflicts have been fought by people because of their belief system. And we won't actually evolve as a species until we stop having to cling on to the idea that there must be something better than this after this. Who knows? I don't want to know. It'll be a very nice surprise if there is. In the meantime, make the most of what we're doing here. Because you never know when your time is up. I don't know, this might be the last podcast, the last broadcast we share. None of us know. None of us know. I can guarantee one person will not be on this planet who's listening to this at the moment next week.
Oh God, who?
Why did you say, oh God?
Well, it's a figure of speech, isn't it?
No, that's brainwashing.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's brainwashing. I did not understand until I was about 8 or 9 years old that, you know, that it didn't snow in the desert in December.
You really thought that penguins travelled all the way around the world to get on an ark?
Yeah, I thought all that was true. I was told, you know, I went to a Church of England school like everybody did when they were kids, and I thought it was all true. I thought the Bible was a history book. Nobody told me that this is just what some people believe. I don't know whether somebody can come back from the dead, but nobody has.
Well, you can. That's medically possible.
But only if they start your heart again and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody sort of come back and walks around after they've been... I mean, I imagine what they probably did is they didn't... he wasn't actually dead if this actually happened. He wasn't dead. And so he came round and wandered about outside and people saw him and thought he'd risen from the dead because people were a little bit stupid back then. Or not stupid, that's the wrong word. A little bit more ignorant than we are.
I thought it was because, you know, when people went and got hung on the cross, sometimes they weren't put up there to die. They were put up there for a few days and then taken down and put in a cave to rest. And then he could have come out of the cave.
There are all sorts of things that could have happened, right? Spacemen may well have come down from other planets, and that's how it all, the Adam and Eve thing happened.
Well, that's plausible.
You know, it's as plausible as anything else.
Do the fish have to get into the ark?
That's a very good point. I don't know.
Because if you think all the tropical fish and all the freshwater fish, when the world flooded with salt seawater, they would have all died. So the fish would have had to gone into the ark. But how they got to the ark?
Well, it's just another reason why I find it all very annoying. And people grip hold of their religious books, whether it's the Quran, the Torah, or the Bible, and they go around with them and they get very... Anyway, let's talk about something else. Luckily, we're getting out of... You know, there's still... Well, actually, I can't leave it alone, because when I think about it, there are still areas of this world where people are in fear of their religious leaders. You know, the Pope will go over to South America and expect them all to bow and scrape in front of him. And they do.
Yeah, but have you seen his security team that hang around with him?
No, I haven't. Right. I don't live a look at him.
They're quite menacing.
Are they? All right. Okay.
Oh, is that a message from above?
I'll tell you. I was got this do at the House of Lords at the weekend. Just somebody who's got a ticket and they're very excited and happy to be going.
Ticket for what?
My dinner at the House of Lords.
I haven't got a ticket for your dinner.
You can't afford it, mate.
Can I have a pay rise then?
No. And if you wanted to come, you never have shown any interest in coming to it. Every year I do it for the Kidney Cancer UK charity that I'm the chairman of. And every year I say, do you want to go? Do you want a ticket? And you say, well, I can't afford it. So I didn't bother to even ask this year.
The train fare's too excessive.
Yeah, well, you're right there. The train fare is excessive. The sooner we get H2 built.
HO2.
Yeah. HO. I thought it was water.
It is. Yeah, it is. Now, hang on. H2O is hot water and CO2 is cold water, isn't it?
No, H2O is water generally.
H2O is hot water and CO2 is
cold
water.
Sorry, can you say that again?
H2O is hot water.
Yeah, you said H. It's not. It's H.
Okay.
Why do people who think they're talking properly always make H sound like a... when it actually is pronounced more like an A, but not H, it's H.
All right. H2O is hot water.
Nobody anymore tells people how to speak their language properly in this country. In France, grammar is very important. Italy, Spain, other countries, not in this country. Quite often, people from other countries speak English better than a lot of us.
Is that because we have more regional accents?
No, I'm not talking about regional accents because, you know, you still can talk properly in a regional accent.
Can you?
Of course you can.
Okay.
Slovenly. That's what I call people who don't bother to speak properly. Slovenly.
Am I slovenly?
No, you speak fine, except when you're trying to be common and working class.
I am common and working class.
No, you're not.
What am I then?
There's no such thing as working class. But there are people who wish to hang on. You know, the class system in this country is perpetuated by those people who are jealous of others.
I'm not jealous of anyone.
Yes, of course you are.
Who am I
jealous
of?
Jealous of me, for a start.
Oh, well, there's an exception
you're
to
jealous
every rule.
Of my good looks, my hair, my car, my ladies. You're just jealous of the whole lot. My dogs. So anyway, we discussed racism. I'm getting bored with that now. We've talked about, making gay cakes, haven't we? Whatever a gay cake is.
Yeah, I'll make one.
Yeah, okay. I tell you the other thing that really this week has I've begun to realise, and it is how now society is becoming so flipping stuffy. You know, you can't say anything to anybody for fear of being outed as a nasty, awful person. You couldn't even give a girl a kiss in the street goodbye after you've had a drink with her without it appearing on the front page of all the tabloid papers everywhere.
Yeah, who was filming that?
That's a very good point, isn't it?
I mean, why would people film that?
Yep. Because, apparently, I don't really care. I don't know who the comedian and the dancer were because I'm not really au fait with that sort of scene. I mean, she's very pretty, he's very hairy.
He was in The Matrix, wasn't he?
No, I don't think he was.
I'm sure I saw him on the telly the other day doing The Matrix.
No, I think that was the dance routine that they were doing.
Oh.
But for that story, he's not even married. People saying he's married, it's his girlfriend. His girlfriend is an actress who nobody's ever heard of, but they have now.
Right.
All she had to do was tell him to sling his hook. You kiss that girl, didn't like it, I'm off. That's it. But no, she made a huge, huge drama out of it.
Well, you don't want to upset the women. They get very, very narky.
Dump him. Dump him and move on.
Did she dump him?
No, this got a huge, big thing out of him. Now, apparently the dancer's married, but they haven't really said much about him. He's probably not wanting... He's one of the other dancers. Isn't she married to one of the other dancers? Perhaps, you know, perhaps they're not bothered. I don't know. I mean, it's no business of ours. Look, the world's fucking falling apart. People are worried about climate change. There are millions of refugees escaping war-torn zones. So much nastiness going on in the world. If you look at some of the other news outlets, French news, German news, look at Al Jazeera, look at Russia Today, and you balance them all out, and you see how many things are going on in this planet that are of consequence and will be of consequence to us. And our papers and our news stories are rammed full of this guy kissing this woman. And apparently they've both got other people on. Really? Well, that happens. Get over it and move on.
Was she a good kisser?
I don't know. But I actually was then, because of this news thing and everybody, then Matthew Wright did it to me.
What, filmed you kissing somebody?
No, somebody else filmed him kissing me. Didn't you see that film?
You were kissing Matthew Wright?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's too painful. I don't want to talk about it.
Did he slip the...
I wasn't kissing Matthew Wright. He came up while I was making a little trail for my radio show and planted a smackaroonie on my lips.
Right. Is he married?
Yeah, and he's got a baby on the way.
That was a bit foolish, wasn't it?
What?
Well, he's going to get dumped now, isn't he?
Probably not. What's a kiss between friends?
Are you friends with Matthew Wright?
Look, it was just one of those little drunken things that sometimes happen. It's no consequence. I'm not that bothered about it. Except people think I enjoyed it and I didn't. I prefer to kiss women.
You prefer to kiss women, but you don't mind kissing men?
No, I only kiss women. Let me put it that way. I only kiss women on the lips. The occasional man I may kiss on the cheek if I know him well.
You've never kissed me on the cheek?
No, because you don't wash as much as I would like.
Okay, well, all right. I'll scrub up next time.
Don't bother. So that really aggravated me. And is it because too many people in this country just have shit sex lives that all they want is to know what's going on with other people? Is that it?
There's a lot of websites for that kind of thing.
What?
If you want to, you know, be interested in other people's sex lives.
Really? Mm. Gosh, life is too busy. Well, never mind. Okay. Right, where were we? I've completely been thrown now by whatever I was talking about, which I can't remember.
It was mostly about not inviting me to the big ball that you're having.
Yeah, well, you're not coming to that anyway. It's too late now. You wouldn't. Anyway, I don't think you get past the security checks, to be honest.
I'll wear a suit, if that helps.
No, I think you'd look ridiculous in a suit. I can imagine the sort of suit you'd... I think what I might do on Instagram is I might get some clothes out, photograph them, and then ask everybody to tell me what I should wear.
Okay.
I've got to wear a black tie thing, haven't I? Oh, forget it.
What about I wait on?
No. Now, next week, I'm going to the premiere of the Bros movie, When the Screaming Stops.
And have I had an invite for that?
No. I could have put you down as my plus one, but then I thought that's going to get everybody talking.
I wouldn't kiss you.
No, you wouldn't. You're right.
You're safe with me.
It's a bit of mobile phone. I think that's probably the Russians listening in. So anyway, the whole world would be improved if we could just stop sticking our noses into other people's business. I've got some more things I want to get off my chest. If you want to, don't forget, you could always get in touch. Let us know what you think about what's happening in the world or where you are. Maybe you are offended by these two people kissing like that. Maybe you think it's appalling and disgusting that if somebody is going out with somebody else or married to somebody else, they shouldn't even have desires in that region. I mean, there are some... Thank you. Yeah, see, they agree with me. And there are some nutters who actually don't think anybody should have any sex until they're married. Well, they know what they can do. Where does that leave me?
Up the path without a shovel.
Yeah, okay, let's hear some music. Under Pressure, the brand new single from Graham J. It's a cover of the David Bowie Queen song. Remember this? Dum 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 dum.
This world is about watching some good friends scream, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Pressure on people, people on streets. Da 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 da. This world is about watching some good friends scream, let me out. Pray tomorrow, take me high. Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work. on.
Okay, there we are. That was Graham J, David and Freddie.
Oi, shut up, please. We're doing a show. Well, podcasting, you can hardly call it a show, can you?
Well, you're doing it.
What?
You're doing it.
Doing what?
The show.
Doing what do you mean, doing the show?
Well, you're doing the show. I'm just sort of casually supervising.
Yeah, well, I was using the royal we. I didn't mean you. I mean, you're as much use as a chocolate fire guard.
That's okay if you like fondue.
If you like fondling. What did you say?
If you like doing that fondue-y stuff.
Yeah. When did you ever do fondue-y? Which I presume that's a foreign version of kung fu-y.
That's, isn't that where you dip the marshmallows in the chocolate?
No, you're being disgusting. I don't want to talk about that sort of perverted behaviour. I did cover a young lady in Marmite once in my youth.
Have you still got the jar?
No, a long time ago. Right, okay. Shall we do Tech Talk, do you think? Probably because you've done nothing during this podcast, so maybe Tech Talk would be a good idea.
I can do a little bit of Tech Talk, if you like, to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, I've just thought, you know, I put that little video out on Instagram promoting this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be out until tomorrow, is it?
if you don't swear so much, I can put it out later this evening. I won't have to do as much. You get them. You keep putting the phone.
Oh, sorry, I was on Instagram. Beg your pardon. Right.
Yeah, if you don't,
I was getting bored.
If you don't swear so much, I can put the show out earlier. Then I don't have to do so much editing. See. Yep. That's another one there.
Don't forget the James Well Radio Show with Ash Monday to Thursday on Talk Radio.
There was a Windows update the other day that came out, an automatic update, and it deleted everyone's default user folder and lost all their files. So be careful. Back up your stuff.
Right. I've got no cloud left.
You've got no cloud left?
No. Well, I'm waiting for my new phone to come.
79p a month from Apple.
What?
Should be enough. 79p a month from Apple should be enough.
What I don't understand is it all goes on this cloud somewhere.
Yeah.
Which presumably is somewhere in heaven.
That's correct. God sees all your stuff.
Yeah, I don't want him seeing my stuff.
Okay, well, you have to put a privacy filter on it then.
And how do you get it back?
A bit of devil worshipping.
And here's the other thing, right? You know, all these photos that go on your cloud, which you take on your phone. Well, there are literally thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even know what's there. So when does people ever look?
Well, you get to see it when it rains, don't you?
I think it's a rip-off. I think, you know, making people save this to a cloud and the millions of people paying 70p a month.
Yeah.
What is the point of having anything stored anywhere? If you want it, keep it with you.
Nobody backs stuff up.
What do you mean?
Well, you got all your family photos, your grandma and your newborn baby and your first dance at your wedding and all that kind of stuff. And you stick it on your laptop. And then you think, oh, do you know what? I'll put it on my memory stick, so I'll do a backup. You put it on the memory stick, and then you go, oh, it's on my memory stick, so I'll delete it off my laptop. And then your cat pisses on your memory stick. You've lost all your photos.
But if you had the cloud, right, it would automatically be up there, and you go, oh, thank God for that. See, it's all about God. God is
but
the
how
cloud.
Do you get it off your memory, your cloud? If I wanted, and I wouldn't know what was there. I don't keep photos like that.
Most cloud-based software installed in a computer will automatically sync your photos without you having to do anything.
Really?
Yeah. It's all about water, you see. Clouds sinking, raining.
Right. So even the photos I took with other phones that I've long since got rid of and forgotten, the photos that were on there is probably still somewhere.
If they were Apple phones, most of the photos would be on the cloud, unless you run out of cloud storage, which then you have to pay
now,
70p a month.
When I get a new phone, right?
Yeah.
Will that have new storage?
No, it'll have the same storage because it's your same Apple account, but you won't have enough storage because you'll be getting a bigger phone, I hope, with more memory in it for more photos, more videos.
Right.
So you'll need to probably pay a cloud fee.
Well, gosh, everything's expensive. I don't even want to keep the photos, so stuff it. I'm just too lazy to delete things when I take a picture of them.
The best way of using the cloud, which not really a cloud, is to put all your favourite photos on something like Instagram.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, so Instagram are keeping your photos for free.
God, that's a good idea, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to go and put loads more photographs out on Instagram.
Don't put the nude ones out, though.
Why not? My nude photographs are as good as anybody else's.
Well, they might be as good as everyone else's, but I'm not sure that you want them out there.
Why?
Actually, don't put your nude photographs up in the cloud, because the cloud does get hacked quite regularly, as a lot of celebrities have found out if they had an Apple cloud-based system.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of famous celebrities had their sex tapes leaked.
Why would celebrities or anybody else make a tape of themselves having sex? This is one of the things I've never done in my life. I mean, I like to have a good shag, but why would you film it? It's not something it really is, you know, would you really want to watch yourself doing that?
You could critique yourself.
Oh, don't be stupid. You do come out with some shit. You really do. You're going to be a week editing this, aren't you?
That's a six, and she was a five.
Really? That is appalling. That is appalling. And you'll have all those feminazis after you.
All right. Well, then she was a seven and I was a three.
That's better. Right. Okay. Let's do tech talk.
Google Plus. If you were on the Google Plus platform, goodbye. It's gone. It's going.
Oh, right.
It's basically Google's version of Facebook, which never really worked. You were on Google
Plus.
I'm
not on it.
You are on Google Plus.
Why?
Because if you have a Google account, which you do, you have a Gmail account, you have a Google Plus account. If you have a YouTube account, you have a Google Plus account. They're all linked together.
I've never put anything on it.
Well, that's because I never gave you the password.
Oh, that's all right then. Oh, sorry. What's that? Something backing up near you, or is it near me?
That's something near you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's raining here.
Oh, it's sunny here.
It was sunny earlier. Really hot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We're not doing
the weather. Aren't you a lucky girl?
Instagram. I'm now on Instagram.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares, but go on.
Well, I found out something about Instagram. how to get strange people following you quite easily.
Well,
I was doing a bit of wallpaper stripping, so I put out hashtag stripper and a photograph of me holding the wallpaper stripper. And I've got loads of hot girls and boys following me now, thinking I'm a stripper.
Hot girls and boys. What makes somebody hot?
Well, I was holding a very hot, steamy stripper.
And why do? It's usually women. I've not seen many blokes. But why do they all pout and pose in this way and then take pictures of themselves in the mirror?
It's part of the training, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
You see, I tried that the other night and I look ridiculous.
They do it in secondary school.
Do they?
Yeah. Pout training.
Blimey. Pout training?
Yeah.
My friend Lizzie Cundy always does that sort of pout when she's getting photographed.
I think she's one of the people that goes around visiting the schools, actually.
Oh, as a pout trainer?
Hmm.
Oh. Did you see the video I did with her the other day?
I did. You got her to do the washing up.
Yeah. Lots of people got very offended by that. Well,
there was already a dishwasher there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, didn't
it was a joke, wasn't it? It was humorous.
Why didn't she just turn the dishwasher on?
Well, that would have ruined the film.
Okay. So can I give out my Instagram handle so then I can get more followers? Because I've only got 9.
Go on, then.
It's the Rob Oldfield, because apparently there's more than one.
And what's my Instagram handle, then?
James Whale Radio.
Well, why couldn't it be the James Whale?
I don't know. You chose it.
Well, I should have chosen the same as my Twitter account, couldn't I? Oh, no, I suppose I couldn't.
Did you say what? Titter account?
Twitter account, you silly c***. Every time you have a go, I'm going to swear.
Oh, dear. You do anyway. I don't mind. Johnny English, the film. It's all right.
Shit.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's shit. I've seen the trailers. It's shit. I just find that whole bizarre thing of slapstick just... Why does anybody find that funny? Laurel and Hardy, What's It and Thingy Bob, all that. I just thought it was the most horrible, unfunny. I never sat through more than when I was a kid and your parents were, oh, look, there are Laurel and Hardy on. Oh, I'm going to vomit.
I liked Harold Lloyd.
And him. Useless bugger. How could that be entertainment?
Well, it is when you're 6.
Well, it shouldn't be, should it, really? Because most of it is people falling over or getting hit.
Yeah, I like the one with the ladder. You know, when they swing round and cop each other in the head. That's quite cool.
There's something seriously wrong with you. I'm with Mary Whitehouse.
Didn't she train dogs?
No, that was Woodhouse or Barbara Woodhouse. Anyway... she said she wanted Tom and Jerry banned because it made people think you could do all kinds of terrible things to each other and still survive. And she had a point.
Yeah, snooker balls down the neck. Yeah.
What? Oh, for goodness sake. Have you get on with this tech talk or your movie thing or something?
I finished it.
Did I tell you I saw the 3 billboards of wherever?
The 3 billboards outside somewhere in America.
Ebbing, Missouri.
That's the one.
Yeah. Very good movie. Excellent movie.
Very violent.
Not really. Not compared with some of the shit you watch.
Towards the end, it got a bit violent.
Yeah. But, you know, it was still you saw some, you know, you. What was that? I saw a movie the other night. I came back late, turned the telly on one of those weird channels. It was quite good. I can't even remember what it was called, but.
Was it Babe Station?
No. Babe Station's not there anymore, is it?
I don't know.
Well, I sit at home and flick through my Freeview things. I don't have to pay for any rubbish.
Yeah.
And Babe Station would always come up.
At some point, you've got FreeSat in your house. Why aren't you why aren't you using... I suppose you don't need to. You've got FreeSat. It's not Freeview. Freeview hasn't hardly got anything on it. FreeSat's got thousands of channels. Yeah.
I meant FreeSat.
Yeah, okay.
I not using what?
Well, no, I was going to say, why aren't you using a Skybox, seeing as you've got FreeSat in your house? But, yeah, you have got FreeSat, so you don't need the Skybox. Same thing.
Thank you very much.
You confused me when you said Freeview, and I was thinking, that's terrible. Why would anyone use Freeview? It's the slowest system going. You click menu, and it's like 4 days later, it goes, I'm in the menu now. Now what do you want? I want to go to programs. 3.5
hours. You see, I don't watch much. Everybody says, have you not got the movie channels? No, because I've got a Robbo. He sends me all the Blu-ray things.
Not blue movies, Blu-rays.
Yeah, as I said, Blu-ray things.
Oh, if you want a good blue movie, watch the film Nymphomaniac 1 and 2.
Why?
That's a good film.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't want to see other people shagging. It just makes me want to do it myself. I mean, what is the point of that?
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, you're supposed to put it on about 10 o'clock at evening when the kids are gone to bed. You know, oh, let's watch this film. And then about 10 minutes into the film, Bob's your uncle and...
They are disgusting. Let's do questions for the whale. I feel that I've really shot my bolt, to use a technical archery term, today on the programme. I have to apologise. I'm not doing a very good show here. I am so tired from going to bed very late and getting up very early at the moment, but hopefully the builders will have gone before long.
I had to get up for breakfast this morning.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, it was about 9:15.
Oh, I'm having lunch by then.
I went out to Pringles, the most famous place in Anglesey.
Really? Why am I not interested? Go on, yes, go on.
It's where all the coaches stop and get, and they all get out and buy their tea towels, and they do good breakfasts there. $3.95 for 6 items of breakfast.
Why did you go there? $3.95?
Yeah.
That's cheaper than I could go and buy it and come home and cook it.
I know. Yeah.
Why did you go there on a Thursday?
I had to go and get my car MOT'd. Oh, that's an interesting story. Not really.
Beatent. Not another consumer's what?
No. I get my car MOT'd and I get it serviced at the same time. Apparently, you need to put oil and water in a car. Running it dry is not very good for the engine.
Good, yeah. Yeah, you need to feed a car. I mean, you know, otherwise it'll go hungry.
Well, I put petrol in. I mean, what more does it want?
You see what I mean about tired? Right, okay. Shall we get to it? No, not that. I haven't seen a blue movie yet.
Give it 10 minutes.
Right, let's just do the questions. I've got to go and do something. I don't know what, but I've got to go and do something.
Karen's homemade.
Karen's? Oh, she follows me on Twitter.
Yeah. What's the funniest joke you know off by heart?
What's the funniest joke I know off by heart? I'm not really a person who knows jokes, to be honest. I can never remember them. But I do like the... Oh, shit. I do like the odd... I was not talking to you. It's all right. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. So rather than tell a joke, I like to do a tongue twister that nobody else can do. So all of you after me. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Now that shows how fantastically fit my tongue is.
You cheat, though.
No, no.
You sing it. You're not really saying
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Go on, do it.
I'm not a... No, I don't want to do it because you'll make me swear and I'll have to edit myself.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
I'll tell you what.
I bet I could get a world record with that, you know.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do it the wrong way and see how many beeps I can get in?
No. Why don't you time how long I take and let's then see if anybody can send us them doing it quicker. Ready?
Hang on, wait. It'll take me long. Stopwatch. Yeah. Right, ready, steady, go.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
Right, that was 4 seconds, but you took ages between me saying go and whatever.
Right, we'll just time it. I'll just do it, and then you time it later.
Okay.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
About 3 seconds.
Yeah.
3 seconds, give or take a minute or two.
What? I'll carry on with the questions. I've got to go. Dogs want me to take them down the road.
Chris Evans, he's on, is he Virgin Media now, is he?
Next year. Go on.
Virgin Radio, sorry, not Virgin Media.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Evans says, not so much a question, just wanted to say how brilliant you were on GMB.
Oh, that's very nice of him. Thank you, Chris.
Articulation on political history gave a fabulously robust argument. Keep up the great work, James. Followed you for many years. See, I knew he was a fan.
Yeah, but that's probably not that Chris Evans.
There's only one Chris Evans.
Yeah, but he could say he was Chris Evans, couldn't he?
No, he's been on Facebook for years. It's obviously he's not going to 10 years ago set up a Facebook account just so he could send you this message in the future. It's definitely the right Chris Evans.
We'll have to send him one back and say thank you.
Rich Ellis.
In fact, ask him if he can do I'm not a pheasant plucker.
What was that? Say that again.
Why don't you ask him if he can do I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker, son. I'm really plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
Okay.
That wasn't so good, but go on.
Rich Ellis.
Hello, Rich.
What does an occasional table do the rest of the time?
Lounges around. Everybody knows that.
Steve Lewis, is ITV's, even though he's put a comma instead of a, doesn't matter, Bad Move featuring Jack D, a bad move? I think it's a flop.
I've never seen it and I don't care.
Bill Roberts, you can get vegetarian products that look like meat, but why can't you get meat products that look like vegetables? I gladly eat a beef carrot.
Well, I think that would be ridiculous, Bill. I think you need to get your head looked at. And I think that the sooner as they can grow meat on trees, which apparently they're working at the moment, the better for all of us.
I don't think they're growing on tree. I think they're 3D printed meat.
I think they're trying to grow it on trees so they can plant it and farm it and no animal has to die.
No, I think it's working out how the meat's put together in its proteins and whatever, putting it in a printer and then printing a steak.
Well, that'll be good. We don't have to go to butchers anymore. There'll be no animals having to suffer the plight that they do have to suffer. It is appalling. We look at little lambs, and I eat meat. But, you know, I reproach myself for doing it. I'm weak, very weak, 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 weak.
Bill Roberts. I've just done him, haven't I? So let's not do him again.
Not do him again.
Jonathan Cooper. My question for the whale this week, and it's a very serious question. Have you ever considered putting up as an independent parliamentarian? What words is that? Parliamentarian? Is that someone who goes to
parliament? Why are you so fucking thick sometimes? Yeah, I have actually, but a long time ago. And I think, you know, I couldn't be bothered. The problem with our democracy in this country is that as a one-off, as an independent, you really have very little chance of changing anything. The only way things can be changed more in this democracy is if more people turned out to vote. They did in the referendum. It didn't have a conclusive ending. But politicians would have to take far more notice of what people thought if more people actually went out and voted. I am not actually 100% sure that our current parliamentary system in this country is the best way to represent the majority either. But there we are. I haven't got an alternative at the moment, so if I come up with one, I'll let you know.
Okay. Just burping there. Sorry about that. Oh, and again. Rob James.
That's a burp.
Yeah, but I don't have to edit mine. Rob James. Do twins ever realise that one of them was unplanned?
Do you know, that's a really interesting question. I'm not even going to countenance with an answer.
John Arkles. Arkless.
Oh, get on with it. Come on. Running way over.
Are people who hate Winston Churchill just horrid, jealous political activists who hate Britain?
Let me think about that for a moment. Yes.
Louise van der Velde. Oh, she's the sex professor, isn't she? We've had her on the show.
Mm.
Are open relationships best after this week's storm? Neil and his wife are happy. Kiss.
Neil and his wife?
Who's Neil?
I don't know. Are open relationships... Well, I think throw it back to her and ask her, what would you suggest? You're the sexpert.
That's a strange word, isn't it, when you think about it?
What?
Sexpert.
Why is that a strange word?
Conjures up a sort of...
You're not having much sex at the moment, are you?
No, I'm not. My wife's about to drop.
What?
She's only got about 3 weeks left to go.
Oh, dear, when did this happen?
We're not talking about death. We're talking about giving birth.
Really?
Yeah.
At your age?
Well, yeah, there was a bit of a shock, yes. Mostly while I was doing it.
Because you hadn't done it for so long, had you? And yeah.
Well, I got the Nymphomaniac tape out, put it in the VCR. Off we went.
Too much information. Right, I've got to go. Listen, you want to get hold of a copy of our... We've still got some books left. You would like one? What are we charging now? Fiver?
Yeah, fiver. I'll go down the post office for a fiver.
You'll go down the post office. You'll go down anywhere for a fiver. All you have to do is get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Have a look on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. And don't forget, we will be here exactly the same time, whatever the time is, wherever you are now. Well, we'll be here soon.
Can you follow me on Instagram now? I'm going to have 9 followers then.
Yeah, I can't make it 10.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.